Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's see, it's Muckin' Fun Day, that's for sure, the fourth day of April 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been raining all morning, which is a good thing. A good thing. Any water will take it. Let's see what we're going to jump in here with here. Biden. This is his quote. Putin should face war crimes trial for Butcha killings? Really? Or Butcha killings? A bunch of killings. We'll hit that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Biden says Putin should face war crimes trial for, it looks like, Butcha killings. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. I ain't going for president. Corporate monarch, president, corporate monarch Joe Biden, meat puppet for the fucking communist committee running this fucking communist fucking country. On Monday, called for a war crimes trial against Russian President Vladimir Putin and said he'd seek more sanctions after reported atrocities in Ukraine. Boy, I'd love to pay more for fucking gas. I mean, these fucking sanctions are just doing wonders for my fucking life. I don't know about you, but we're hurting them Russians, aren't we? Bullshit. The fucking, these sanctions just show the international corporate mafia is already a one world fucking system, and they can fucking shut a whole goddamn country down or stop their goddamn trade. It fucking, you want the bombs to come out, man? Keep fucking with Russia and they're going to come out. That's what they want, though. One world war. They want one world famine, and they want one world financial collapse. And I heard them talking about going to the digital currency. But yeah, wouldn't you fucking love that? Then you could tell me what I could spend my fucking money on, right? This shit has got to stop, people. You saw what happened in Bucha, Biden said. He added that Putin is a war criminal. Putin, huh? What about fucking Yemen? What about goddamn Libya? You in Libya, NATO forces, with the United States leading the fucking way, they bombed schools. They killed little children. What about the fucking Gaza Strip where they use goddamn phosphorus bombs on little children where they blow up the whole blocks? I mean, kill 100 people claiming to get one. Now, those aren't war crimes. What about fucking Iraq? attacked for absolutely no cause. And when it was found out that the fucking cause that they had put forth was a lie, they just kept attacking, didn't they? Until they bombed it back into the third fucking world and fucking destroyed it. That's a war crime. I seen after the day after Shock and Awe when they were stacking the little children's bodies in the back of a goddamn pickup while a woman's sitting there wailing. Okay, how many children you kill, you motherfuckers? You're the criminals. We harbor war criminals. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Susan Rice, you fucking name it, man. Every fucking goddamn oligarch that's got into goddamn the top of the seat as top CEO of this corporation is butchered. Yeah, I can. Hi.
Hi, this is Veronica. Remember me a while back from Hudson, Florida?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. The reason I wanted to intervene, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But they're all in the same fucking club.
Yes, they are, and we ain't in it.
Exactly. They're all, it's all engineered, and that's what pisses me off the most. And then you hear Ukraine where they're using Nazi. If anybody knew the true history, all you have to do is watch a six-hour documentary, which you can go on BitChute, 10 to 15 minutes. It's called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yep.
And it explains everything, even with the Bolsheviks, everything.
Yeah,
and like you, enough of the dumb shit. I am so livid. I am so mad I can spit. I am so pissed off. I live alone. I'm 56 years old with three fucking cats, and one of them's dying right now, unfortunately, that's on my couch that I'm, you know, doing hospice with. And you got the heart, you got the fight, enough of the dumb shit. Pick up the Constitution, pick up the Bill of Rights, pick up the Anti-Federalist Papers, like you've been saying. Everything you've been saying has been so true. Fuck the mainstream media. We need to get a network together. And not only that, when our government and the justice system fails, if you read the papers and the Declarations of Independence, we are, in fact, the constitutional militia, and we can and will have our own court system. Enough.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say, and I'm alone, and I'm asking you that lives, I live on the East Coast. I live in West Central Florida, 32 miles north of Tampa, Florida, right on the East Coast, Hudson. And I believe you live in Oregon, am I correct?
You're correct, but I was born in Daytona Beach.
Right, but still, right now, we the people need to become friends. We never thought imaginable. We need to become the brothers and sisters right now while we can before they shut down our internet, before they shut down everything. They're already telling you what they're going to do. And I don't know. I need help. I'm doing the best I can. I've been warning my friends and family. I've been telling them what time's going on. Putin is, they're all in the fucking club. You know? But the bottom line is, we need to worry about ourselves now. Enough of the dumb shit.
Yep.
We need to network. We need to, even if you live in Oregon and I live in Florida, we need to start networking as brothers and sisters. And help each other with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Anti-Federalists and teach our grandchildren and, you know, wake people up. And we need to take office, starting at the lowest level to the highest now.
There's no taking
office. We are running out of time.
Sister, there is no taking office. The occupation that is in place is unlawful. They can't even hold an election. They violated the ninth article.
What about the city council? What about
there is no city council? There are no cities. In 1984, everything was made a district. Everything's a district within a district within.
So it's a licensed corporation.
Goddamn right.
Oh well, fuck them. I'm going to take them out.
Well,
if they're
only
a licensed corporation, they have absolutely no authority.
No, they never have.
The Constitution is clear.
They have never had any authority over us. We were supposed to be autonomous and separate from them.
Our law. Right, because we're self-governed. We're supposed to be the government.
Yeah, we are.
We gave
under
them
that Bill of Rights.
Limited powers.
Under that Bill of Rights, we are autonomous. We can take care of any lawful matter between us, and the government has no fucking, they cannot come in from anybody from the fiduciary cannot come in as a fiduciary into a common law court. That's why the courts had
to
go first.
Well, Henry,
I'm
going to ask you something, because recently in February, around February 14th, a little day after whatever, I sent the Pasco County, Florida, which is also the state attorney, which is also Pinellas and Pasco.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him the Fauci dossier, COVID-19 dossier, irrefutable evidence. And then this woman, Caroline, she stonewalled me. She wouldn't let me talk to her as a follow-up. Not only that, shortly after, Governor DeSantis brings up Fauci and says he's in the witness protection program. Wrong answer. No, he's not. He has no judicial immunity. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, he's non-judicial. I mean, he's
with the government.
He's not with the government. He's with a private goddamn corporation that contracts out to the government. He's a non.
Attorney also perjured himself, and that's just a couple of things.
There's nobody in the CDC that is elected. This is all being run by unelected goddamn corporations, plain and simple. The whole goddamn thing from the top to the bottom.
I'm making an effort. I received your CDs some months ago, and I'm sorry I haven't been more active. I'm the bread lady, but my son he owns like 7 things, and he's for extra money with the cost of living. So I've been working more hours, and I apologize for not being more active on your line. But I need help from you, and I love you. You are spot on. And to this day, like I said, the first day I called you and I asked for the CDs that I got, man, you are a spinning image of me. The only thing I don't say is the GD word, because I believe in God and Jesus. But all the C words and everything, man, I'm a rant just like you. I got to let you know. And we need to be that way. Enough of the dumb shit. But I need your help, and I need your listeners' help, and I don't know what to do. I want to fight.
Well, that's what we're doing on the site. You know, that is networking. We
it's
all
one
know
thing
each
about
other.
Talking, but we really, you know, we need to organize.
There's no organization.
I need help. I live in Florida.
There's no organization in it. You get 3 people together, 2 of them are FBI agents. The reason the Bill of Rights was written the way it was written is because those men who wrote it.
What did you say previously about FBI agents? I'm sorry. Are you talking about infiltration?
Yeah. You try to put anything together, and you put the first 3 people you put together, 2 of them would be FBI agents. Garrett fucking
Masons is what they are. Free fucking Masons.
Well, yeah. But what I'm trying to say here is the reason that the Bill of Rights was written the way it was written for the individual, because the people who wrote it saw this day coming. If you read the Anti-Federalist Papers, they fucking called
it. Oh, yes. Well, that's all right. I'm going to have to just do fucking footwork, because I know people that aren't that. And that's exactly what we all need to do. You know, certain people.
Everybody
that
is
know
an individual. Everybody is an individual. Has to be prepared to fight as an individual until it gets going. When it gets going good, you'll know who's your friend and who's your foe.
Oh, make no mistake. I got the heart and I got the fight, man. I'm an Irish Spitfire. Make no mistake. I'm a redhead, and not only that, I will take people out. Fuck them. Fuck them.
That has to
traitors.
Be the attitude.
You
sorry.
Or me, and I'm a woman, and I see what's going on in Ukraine and stuff. This ain't nothing yet. Fucking look at the border.
Yep.
Look at, I heard that San Francisco or whatever, California was totally taken over today. That's bullshit. Our country, in all the Western countries, Finland and stuff, I see what's happening to the fucking women, the white women, Scandinavian women, Muslims and shit coming from, you know, they're foreign invaders, period, in the story. Fuck that. I will fucking kill you.
That's the stuff. I mean, that's what everybody...
But I'll use my wits, though.
Oh, yeah.
Booby traps. I'll use charcoal to make fucking, you know, black powder. I'm not stupid. You got to use your wits in this. You can't be like Rambo. Yeah. You got to use your wits.
And you got to. You got to.
Yes. That's the best way to do it. Don't be Rambo. You got to use your wits because look at them. They're behind the shadows, right?
And you got to keep it tight.
You
got to
think like them.
You got to keep a tight lip.
You
got to make your own plans.
Engineer, you got to fucking
as
do
an individual
and blow them up.
Yeah. Well, you got to.
Woo! Woo-hoo! I'm so mad I could spit. I love you, Henry, and I love you. I've never met your wife or your children, but you keep up the good fucking work. I just had to get this out here because I need help. You know, I've been warning people. I've been telling them and even my best friends and stuff, and it's just me and my best friend, and she's in her 50s, too. And my mom and, you know, we warn them and they're preparing and stockpiling, but they're docile, you know.
Well,
you know, they didn't take the jab, they didn't take the kill shot, they didn't do this, but it's like, and then they can't handle too much of the reality. So it's like, shit.
Yeah, well, reality is the kind of thing that come up and bite you on the fucking ass and you will realize it. The bottom line is being on the site. If you're on the site, you're not alone. Get on the site and interact with the people on the site because they're interacting with other people.
On your website because I got your website pulled up.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Oh, where do I go for networking?
What do you want? See, you're wanting to build something that can't be built. This fight has to start.
I have to do my own community. Right. Okay. I got you. At least as long as the internet's up before the attack.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I get it. Well, I just want to say, Henry, again, I know it's been a while, but I so appreciate you because you do make a difference. And don't you ever forget that.
I shan't. And thank you for the kind words. You have a wonderful
day. I'm Veronica from Hudson, Florida.
All right, Veronica. You have a nice day.
Well, I'm going to be quiet so you can do the rest of your show, okay?
Okay. So, talk to you.
Thank you.
Yep.
How do I mute myself?
Pardon?
How do I mute myself again? What is it? Star 6?
Star 6,
yeah.
All right. I'll be quiet and let you do the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I'll be listening to you more so. So, okay.
Okay. All right, we were talking about Putin wanting the war crimes tribunal against Putin. I mean, Biden wanting it against Putin. And then we're talking about all the war crimes that we know were committed, the genocide committed in Iraq. I mean, like Operation Shock and Awe, and then finding out there was no yellow cake uranium, that was fucking genocide. It can't be called nothing else. We harbor war criminals in this goddamn country. And the Israelis bombing the Gaza Strip using goddamn daisy cutter bombs that blow up whole blocks, and they don't kill how many if they kill 20 or 30 fucking children and with one fucking bomb, and you know it hit a school, hit a hospital or what might have you, that's called collateral damage. You see, nobody, why haven't those bastards been taken to this world court? Shove your world court up your ass. You have no fucking, the same people who are going to have to enforce your edicts against our fucking rights under our Bill of Rights are the same son of a bitches that would fucking do the enforcement for that world court. So bring the fuckers on. And as far as calling Putin a goddamn war criminal, he's a fucking Boy Scout compared to fucking George Bush. Fucking, well, you goddamn, you can't stop because William Jefferson Clinton, he was over there in Bosnia. And in fucking Barack Obama, fucking Libya. Libya fucking unfortunately found a big pool of oil off the Tripoli and was going to trade it in the gold dinar. And oh, God, we had to go help him. They called it goddamn a no-fly zone. But they used the fucking United States Air Force and the NATO Air Force. A few, you know, they always throw in a few fucking Frenchmen and a few fucking Brits. And they came and they used it as an offensive fucking weapon to remove the fucking regime from Libya and replace it with, they brought mercenaries in. They brought the Taliban. That's when it was okay for it to be Taliban again. They were arming the Taliban. while the people who had sent money to, you know, organizations over in the Middle East were doing time in prison. While these son of a bitches are fucking delivering up the fucking weapons, just like in Afghanistan, just like in Iraq. When they left Iraq, they left a goddamn arsenal enough to make them a fucking threat to the fucking people in the Middle East and the fucking world. And they left in Afghanistan the same thing, a brand new fucking arsenal. At the same time, they want to take our fucking guns. What do you think they're up to, people? And then to bring up this goddamn world court and fucking taking Putin in there as a war criminal. You show me one of these motherfuckers that ain't a war criminal. You're going to take George Bush because he committed genocide on fucking about 250,000 fucking kids. That's before his son took over and fucking murdered even more. What was done to Iraq was unlawful. There was no cause to fucking attack that country. They used a guy, they got weapons of mass destruction. Remember the yellow cake uranium old Colin Powell came up there? Yeah, we got yellow cake uranium out of Africa. They're making a bomb. And then after about halfway through the attack, there was no yellow cake uranium. So you have attacked a fucking a sovereign country, and you continue to attack, even though your excuse, which was, that's all it was an excuse, and you admit that it was a lie. Oh, we're doing it. We're going to democratize them. Isn't that what they're talking about down here, over there in the Ukraine? I got a one world order democracy. Well, we're not a fucking democracy. Get that through your fucking head. We're individual free sovereign nationals, and by God, we're going to stay that way. You will fight every fucking one of us. Oh, I ain't going to go over this thing that, you know, happened by this little place by Kiev, where they, you know, calling the action genocide. I think there was, how many people were they claiming got shot there? 410 civilians. Hell, Israel kills more than that in a fucking day. I've watched the Israelis fucking plink, fucking unarmed, obviously blatantly unarmed teenagers just sitting back in a fucking chair, sniping them off because they're too close to the fucking fence that shouldn't be there because they are an occupying force in Palestine. And you remember, you see, watch what them son of a bitches do over there. How many Saudis have they flown into goddamn Syria with no declaration of war? You want to take somebody to a fucking world court, take the goddamn monster. But the world court ain't no more fucking real than these goddamn admiralty courts. There's only one thing that's going to settle this, and it's fucking blood, and it's fucking bullets, and it's fucking powder and lead. Powder and lead's going to do it, people. That's the only way you drive these son of a bitches out. That's the only thing they understand. See, they're cowards. They none of these fuckers that are causing this shit have one intent of putting themselves in any danger, but they're putting themselves in the ultimate danger because we are going to enforce that Bill of Rights. We're taking this fucking country back. And when we get it, every fucking one of these bastards, they'll run. When we start fucking kicking ass, they will fucking run. They'll run to the spider holes. If they run to spider holes here in the United States, we will fucking make mountains of goddamn cement over. We'll seal them like they did Chernobyl. We'll seal them completely up. No fucking air holes. That's your fucking tomb you just went to. They want to fucking start fucking firing the nukes. Go for it. I'd rather be fucking dead with this whole planet blown up than to live on it as a goddamn slave. I will not do it. I'll fight you till the fucking very end of my life, and then the people will go on and they will finish the fucking fight. And we're not going to stop this time with letting a bunch of fucking assholes step up become Democrats and Republicans again with the aristocracy in control. You know, the goddamn ruling class. To have a ruling class requires you to have somebody to fucking rule. With the ruling class, when they were selling that fucking Constitution that never was in those Federalist Papers, they told us that we were the fucking goddamn rulers, and that they were the fucking servants. They told us we didn't need a fucking Bill of Rights, that we didn't need our own fucking body of fucking law, that we didn't need to be separate from them, where they could not fucking touch an individual free sovereign national unless they stepped out of the fiduciary and went and came as in their personal capacity and fucking filed in the fucking courts as a national. It was all separated and it was done right. The people who did the Bill of Rights did it right. The people who didn't fucking goddamn enforce it for fucking generation after generation after generation left us with what we have today. And we will enforce that son of a bitch, or you might as well go dig your own fucking hole and blow your own goddamn brains out. Save them the fucking trouble. You are being invaded from the south. You are being invaded from all over the goddamn world. They're flying goddamn Afghanis in here who are hardened goddamn soldiers, been fighting for 20 fucking years, and they're building their armies right behind your lines, and you're sitting there fucking watching them do it. So when it happens, man, don't look fucking surprised at me. That's for goddamn sure. Oh, what else we got going here? That was a longer story, but I mean, the bottom line is to fucking, for Joe Biden or any of these motherfucking international criminals, and they are every fucking one of them guilty of treason and sedition against we the people and our fucking jurisdictional authority and our fucking written ratified fucking law. Oh, this is what, I hope I can say this right. Ketanji Brown Jackson refuses to say whether individuals have natural rights. Who not fucking what? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. I'm going to call him exact that motherfucker what he is, man. Corporate monarch Joe Biden's, which is just a figurehead because he's being run by the Communist Committee by Barry Satoro. The squad, Barry Sanders, fucking Barack Obama. That's who's making up the committee that is making all the, just taking this goddamn money. Fuck, there ain't no Congress. There ain't no fucking Senate because there ever was a fucking Constitution and they knew it all along. And they're declaring themselves, yeah, we're the corporation and we're fucking taking over. You want to fucking bet? You better get your corporate fucking asses gunned up. You better get your fucking gear on and get in the goddamn field. Because I'm going to tell you, when you start fucking fighting in the jungle, motherfuckers, it's going to be a whole different fucking story. When you go to try to pay somebody to go in, they're going to say no. Because what we send back out of the jungle, you ain't going to like. We have not signed on to any kind of goddamn Geneva Convention or anything else. A fucking corporation signed that had no jurisdictional authority to sign for us for any fucking thing, including the trillions of dollars in loans that they owe us money. Those loans are owed to us. That they borrowed in our great-grandchildren's goddamn names. But here we have this bitch. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji, I can't say it, Brown Jackson, refused to say she holds a position on whether individuals have natural rights. Do you really? And you're a fucking judge? You're a fucking star chamber fucking judge because our rights are written out and ratified as fucking law. What you're saying here is you do not recognize the goddamn highest law in this land and you do not recognize the people as the judicial authority over this land, you fucking bitch. And I really don't give a shit what you do. You people can come up there and you can keep fucking saying, there's no Bill of Rights and people don't have no rights. That's what they did back in 1775 when they got their fucking asses shot off, when they got cut up like goddamn fucking confetti. You get on it, you son of a bitches. Jackson refused to comment on her behalf on natural rights in a post-hearing written question and answer form from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please explain in your own words the theory prevalent among members of the founding fathers' generation that humans possess natural rights that are inherent or inalienable, Senator Ted Cruz. I don't really give a fuck what your fucking theory is. It is written, ratified law that cannot be changed. The body of law cannot be changed because the 9th and 10th article does not allow for any authority to change it. And the goddamn Supreme Court is not a part of the fucking people. This is the people's law. It isn't the government's. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, only thing they're trying to do is set a precedence for that.
Us
think that these assholes give us our rights.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's what they're, I mean, well, let me go just a little far. You'll see what I mean. Please explain in your own words the theory prevalent among members of Founding Fathers' generation that, well, this is what Cruz said. Okay, Jackson recognized that natural rights are embedded into our country's founding documents and her response. Oh, you mean at that ratified fucking law that if you break it, you're committing treason and sedition against the people? No, that ain't what she's talking about. She said, the theory, it ain't no goddamn theory, lady. It's written, ratified, motherfucking law, one at the barrel of a fucking gun, and we will enforce it at the barrel of that fucking gun. Remove the goddamn common law courts. Replace the fucking judicial system in this country with the Queen's private judicial system and see where that gets your ass and see where that gets her fat little ass, too. She said the theory that humans possess inherent, it's not a theory, it's a fucking fact. That's the first thing. That humans possess inherent or inalienable rights is reflected in the, are you ready, guys? The Declaration of Independence. Shove it up your fucking ass. That is when the aristocrats came out and hijacked the popular uprising of the people for their fucking rights. This is what they, this is when the aristocrats came out and said, decided what they want, what we want, our own kingdoms. And this is what the point we're at now is where they all want their own fucking fiefdoms across this goddamn country. Fuck your Declaration of Independence that was written by the goddamn fucking aristocrats a year and 3 months after the people had been shooting the fuck out of the British and fucking fighting them and fucking live and dying and killing. And then they, when they seen it wasn't going to stop, that the people were going to kick the fucking British. Oh, our goal should be is to make a new country. Fuck you. All we needed to do is kick their ass out. These son of a bitches sat down with a piece of fucking paper and declared themselves a new government. No vote. Nothing from the people. It says, oh, we're going to be the government, and we're writing this Declaration of Independence, and a lot of that Declaration of Independence was because they couldn't bring in more fucking slave labor to fucking exploit this fucking land for their master, the king. When the people rose up at Concord and Lexington, they were raising up against the king, but a lot of them fucking even supported the king. What they were rising up against is that the fact that the goddamn king's men in the colonies were denying them their basic fucking goddamn rights as British fucking, citizens. It is only after the war, when the fucking Federalist Papers came out and they had to be checked, that the people who wrote the fucking Bill of Rights and had it ratified into law checked each fucking goddamn, well, the Commerce Act and the General Welfare Act. They had to be checked. They chained the fucking government. And they chained it with the people's power and the people's right to fucking, we had our common law courts. You know how many people we could hang right now if we had our common law courts, which are the highest courts in this fucking land? They're the only courts that can be on this land. When they brought that administrative admiralty onto our land in fucking Maryland up there with Washington, D.C., it's only going to stay in this 10-mile square. It can't be on land. Otherwise, you're talking a monarchy, aren't you? The law of the gavel, whatever a fuck, you know, you're out on a ship, man. That goddamn captain of that ship is God. He can make different rules up. He can make one rule up for one day and change it to the exact the next day and kill you if you don't fucking obey it. No. The law of this land is the fucking Bill of Rights. It's the people's law. It's our autonomy. That's our self-rule. Not the goddamn Queen's private fucking esquires running every fucking bit of this fucking unlawful fucking corporation from put in place in 1871 and 1878. But the bottom line here is people fucking, there ain't no fucking goddamn politicking your way out of this. You ain't gonna vote your way out of it. You can't fix a fraud by going inside the fraud and working with the fraud. Look at fucking Ron Paul. 30 years he participated in the fraud. I seen him on television say that we violate the Constitution every day. Then why in the fuck aren't you having him fucking arrested by the, I don't know what the bailiff there in the Congress, I can't think of what he's called. Master of arms in the goddamn Congress. Why aren't you having them arrested? Because you were there as nothing more than a goddamn safety valve, just like that shit dog little son of yours who fucking is going, he wants fucking gun control and shit. I mean, he wants a goddamn more fucking government power. You, because you're getting scared, aren't you, fucking Pauls? We know that you fucking Ron Paul has gold mines. He's filthy fucking rich. He always has been. And when
Henry, because they benefit from this system, man. That's why they don't do nothing. That's why he stayed 30 years. He was getting millions and millions.
You goddamn right.
They benefit from this criminal system. Benefit from this criminal system against us, and they play. I heard somebody literally say they want to ask Ron Paul about something, and you know what Ron Paul said, man? Well, my book's over there on sale. He didn't even want to talk about the issue the guy brought up to him.
Yeah, that was Spike that did that. He went to one of his rallies in Indiana. And that was Spike Timmons that did that.
Yep.
Absolutely correct. The thing, but the people fucking fell for that shit. Even the first year that I was broadcasting with Liberty Tree Radio, that's what the last time that he ran. And all, oh man, we got to do it. Everybody does it. And fucking even my own fucking dumbass kids were fucking donated to his goddamn campaign. But then you get up to fucking Alaska. Which is, I was saying all along, man, he's going to take a fucking powder just like he did last time. This is a fucking relief valve to make you think there's some kind of hope other than picking up that fucking gun and taking this goddamn place back. And when he got to goddamn Alaska, the delegates were for Ron Paul. But the fucking head of the Republican committee, which is a goddamn 501c3 corporation, they came to Alaska and they changed the fucking delegates. So don't pretend like you have some avenue out of this by fucking voting. Because it doesn't exist. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Freeman's barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered to what I'd done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
The word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at this 1246 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Hog Joe with Get Some. It's about time we all step up and fucking get some, huh? You got this goddamn bitch here fucking telling you she doesn't recognize. It's not a theory. It is written, ratified by the representatives of the people law. The only written, ratified by the people's law. That fucking constitution was never ratified by a representative elected by the people. It was ratified by those that were fucking appointed by the fucking goddamn colonial aristocrats to go to Philadelphia and say, aye. And you can't see this, but who ran against George Washington for that first fucking election, people? No fucking body did. He was appointed president, and Adams wanted to appoint him king. So, I mean, this whole goddamn, Victoria down there in Florida talking about going to the attorney general, that's not supposed to exist. They have no jurisdictional authority over us. The first Congress fucking just up and fucking wrote it down on a piece of paper. We're going to have an attorney general's office and it's going to be the jurisdictional authority over the United States. No, by God, we the people are. That's why the goddamn Bill of Rights was fucking put in place. And in December 15, 1791, that fucking ended. That's when they started trying to get rid of the goddamn Bill of Rights so that they could get rid of the common law courts. So that we couldn't take them to court and fucking hang them for treason and sedition for what they were, bringing the Admiralty onto our shores. That's the law of the fucking sea. That's how demented this is. That's the Queen's fucking goddamn fucking jurisdictional authority she thinks on this goddamn continent. But the goddamn Bill of Rights, it's the highest law in the land. And it belongs to each individual one of us. Go ahead.
Well, hi, Henry. This is Galen.
Hi, Galen.
I think this whole Ketanji thing it may be a very big psyop. And they're bringing legitimacy, supposedly, to the Supreme Court every time they talk about it, the unlawful Supreme Court. But on some of the venues, I see them, like, canonizing her, like she's the second coming, like she's the best thing since sandwich bread. But I think it's because of what she's been pushing and representing. She's been soft on the pedos, and she also has places where she was soft on pedos that sexually abused infants.
Yep,
all about bringing in their agenda so they can demoralize us and normalize the things that are perverted. And by demoralizing us, they can keep getting away with everything, because a demoralized people are a disempowered people. And it brings me to the point of, there's other people who believe television. I think we need to call them out as the soldiers of the enemy.
Yep.
Because just the way we called out Karen and Todd, we have people that believe everything they're being told, and they need to be identified. Oh, there's someone who believes television. There's someone who's going along. And in the olden days, when I was growing up, there was a buzz amongst the people, and we knew what was the establishment and what was the mainstream and what was the mass mind, and we would stay away from it. It was like poison to us, because it was herd thinking and group thinking.
Yep.
But now we have fewer and fewer doing that. But I think that we have to identify them, because they're in the way. They're serving the enemy.
Yes.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And to even bring this woman, like you say, a lot of things like this I don't like to bring up, because you're right. What we're hearing here is the first time that somebody's trying to tell you, oh, the Bill of Rights is a theory. It's just like Richard Dreyfuss the other day talking about, well, we need to enforce the Bill of Rights. Like he has, like that son of a bitch isn't a goddamn Jew, a one world piece of shit. But they're having to broach these situations because this shit has to come out before the fucking fighting starts. So, you know, I agree, but you know, it's when I look at this, like, you know, we're going to go on next here. Next, Cruz asks Jackson, do you hold a position on whether individuals possess natural rights, yes or no? I do not hold a position on whether individuals possess natural rights, Jackson said. The fucking Bill of Rights is fucking written, ratified, absolutely the highest unalienable law in this goddamn land. What she's saying is, I take a position, I don't recognize it. We've seen the ADL come up and declare war on our Bill of Rights. That's war on we the people. We either put our goddamn liberty above our lives, or we lose our fucking liberty. And that's what the true founders of this country, the ones who didn't come down and fight for the private armies of goddamn George Washington, and you know, a lot of these aristocrats, they had their own private fucking armies. People don't realize that. The people who signed up were signing up to fight for freedom and liberty. They thought, just like the soldiers that sign up been signing up to this NATO, United Nations Army, for how many goddamn years with no declared fucking war to fight, just to go over and fight for the goddamn Zionist Jews so they could steal people's resources and murder them. Anybody that showed that there might be competition to fucking Israel got blasted clear back into the third world. And Libya, you know, Gaddafi was going to go to using the gold dinar for that pool of sweet crude that they found off the coast of Tripoli. That's why he was fucking murdered. That's why they went in with mercenaries, overturned his fucking regime, and fucking killed him. It's all about goddamn mammon. But what she is saying here is, she does not, you pick up that Bill of Rights, that is written, ratified law. You can use in the common law, that's all you would use in your lawsuit, because you can bring everything to one of the maximums and you have the procedure there in your hand. And she, what she just said right there, that should put a fucking rope around her neck. Because she's saying that she doesn't recognize the law. Anywho. Okay, I do not hold a position on whether individuals possess natural rights. Well, you better hold a fucking position, bitch, because it is written into law. It is the highest law of this land, and we the people are the enforcers of that fucking law. And we are the largest army on this goddamn planet. And you know, I mean, some people get apathy, some people, you know, they get discouraged and shit. But I just say fucking, they're just fucking pissing with us. If you could take the fucking guns, why ain't you fucking done it, bitch? It's like this next prick I got coming up. Cruz called Jackson's response, quote, stunning, in a tweet sent Saturday evening. This is stunning. Stunning, hell. It is a goddamn, that's sedition and treason. She should have been arrested when it came out of her goddamn mouth. And this is, well, Supreme Court doesn't have no goddamn power over us. The Ninth Article fucking made sure of that. But still, this is the game they're going to fucking play. Play it. But you're going to have to fucking do it. Sooner or later, you son of a bitches, you're going to have to come into the fucking jungle and try to take these fucking guns, and you're going to get your fucking asses shot off. And once it breaks loose, it's going to go across this country like a goddamn wildfire. And you're going to be running for your fucking spider holes. But once we take it back, we're coming for every fucking one of you. You can go to New Zealand, where the Queen Beatrice rules. You can go over to fucking Britain, where Queen Elizabeth fucking rules. You can go any goddamn where you want. There's going to be a phone call. Deliver the son of a bitch up. We went through the books. We know how much of our gold and silver you have. You deliver the gold and silver up, and you deliver these fucking criminals up for fucking prosecution in the United States. Are you going to get an ICBM fucking on your fucking goddamn capital? And if they push the goddamn button. You tell me what we got to lose. I'll never be a goddamn slave. I'd rather be dead than be a slave. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And I'm not alone by a long chalk. The majority of the people are so. It's why they had to spend such goddamn money and fucking goddamn resources. Trump turned our internet over to the fucking communist Chinese. Wake up, people. It's because it wreaked fucking havoc. I mean, shut the goddamn channel down. People aren't going to forget. There's so many copies of this goddamn program from its beginning. You can count them all. It's there. The truth is not going away. The truth is going to destroy your fucking lying asses. They have a hard time writing a goddamn piece for a fucking paper for these old communists because they cannot, true propaganda requires that a little truth or half truth be put in. They can't. They fucking, that goddamn ship has sailed. That bridge is burned.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there any one single person in the so-called government that came out and called her out on that treason? I didn't see one.
Well, they have Senator Cruz up here saying, please explain in your own words the theory prevalent among members of the Founding Fathers' generation that humans possess natural rights and that are inherent or inalienable, Senator Ted Cruz. That's the only person that said anything, that Cuban piece of shit. And, I mean, they're all in a... I mean, I got another article here where... I mean, what the hell's his name here? Not that one. Let me just look here just for a second. Give me a second. It's the backside here. Alabama GOP Senator Hopeful Mike Durant. This is GOP, conservatives, don't you know? Mike Durant in 2011, disarming the population would be a pretty good step towards law and order. New world law and order. Slavery, yes, you piece of shit. To suggest it is a fucking rope around your neck. That is a violation of the highest law in this goddamn land and the jurisdictional authority of the fucking people who own it. They have broken so many, but like you said, Galen was saying, they tried to slip this fucking shit in. Well, now we've heard it. Here's an outrage, and then they'll just start entrenching it. It's like when it came out that they were fucking bugging every fucking phone, every strike on the keypad on the computer, every fucking tweet, every fucking email in that huge fucking facility there in Utah that they have to cool with a lake. That's how big the fucking computers are. And then the congressman stepped up on the fucking stupid box and said, we can't fund this. This is against the law. And all of them, man, for about a week, oh, this is just, we can't do this. This is against the law. It's against, and nothing. They not only fucking finance it, they've added to it. This shows to go you. Nobody, I'll tell you who represents you. You. And the rest of the fucking American nationals that will stand and fight for their individual freedoms and liberties and will put their life above their fucking, put their freedom and liberty above their fucking life and their fucking, freedom.
That's hey, Henry.
It. Yes, sir.
You're 100% right. If you think about it, have anyone, well, beside me, he has, but besides Ron Paul, but have any one of them ever came out and said, you know what, we have this entity
owned by the Rothschilds called the Federal Reserve, and they charge us interest on the money that they print for us, and they don't supposed to be doing this. Have any of them even came out and said anything about that? None of them.
None of them, not yet.
They won't because they pad in their pockets.
You goddamn right. All this money that, you know, he's fucking sending more money to Bosnia today. I mean, over to Ukraine. I'm sorry, over to the Ukraine today. I mean, when Donald Trump got in office, first thing he did was give the people who had made record profits since 2008, the derivatives bubble, when about 11,000 people blew their fucking brains out because they lost everything they worked for 20, 30, or 40 fucking years, and they killed them fucking selves. And it was a fucking blatant fraud. The regulators were in on it. Did anybody, they're too big to, when the first time they said too big to jail, we should have attacked. Think about it. Too big to fail. We're gonna borrow a bunch of money in your name. I ain't signed no goddamn paper to borrow no money in my name. Well, what have you borrowed? You fucking know it to me, you son of a bitch. And you've eked out our goddamn natural resources. Think about during, Obama's fucking regime. We paid to ship our fucking industry over to fucking China. We paid to do it. And we paid to have the factories torn down, put on ships and taken over to fucking China for the slave labor. And they did it right in our face. And then our resources, they haul them over there, manufacture our resources and our plants in China with slave labor, and then put the money on offshore accounts and tell us by the trillions. So when, Trump comes in, he lets them have all that money come into this country with like a fucking nothing tax. And then he fucking gives them these people made record fucking profits since 2008 when everybody was suffering. People were killing themselves. They lost everything. That's the people living under goddamn bridges, not even a fucking house to live in anymore. And he takes these son of a bitches who have made absolutely record profits every fucking quarter since 2008, and he hands them, here, we need to give these guys $3.2 trillion so they can trickle on you. And now, Biden, we're at the Biden goddamn cartel, which is based in the Ukraine, and they're sending goddamn billions over there. We just passed that omnibus spending bill. Was it $1.3 trillion? And then $300 billion more last week. And he's sending more this fucking week. And you know where it's going? It's going right in the same pockets that goddamn $3.2 trillion that Trump handed out to and went to. They are looting our fucking country. You want to be left with a pile of fucking worthless goddamn paper you can't even wipe your ass on? Because at least the Indians got some glass fucking beads. They had something, I don't know, they could make decorations out of it, but this goddamn fucking money is fucking too rough to wipe your ass on. And that's all you're going to have is a pile of worthless fucking paper because it's all fucking debt. This fucking country has run in the red since there is a fucking goddamn, since they put that goddamn Federal Reserve into place. Everything here runs on the red. To get started, you have to go in the red. We were guaranteed free enterprise system. With the goddamn minted silver and gold without debt attached to it. And so that we could go and borrow that money and access our own resources. Everybody in this country should have more than a plenty. You throw the I bet there's over 100 million of them here by now. Invaders out of this goddamn country. You just have, and seal our fucking borders. Tell the world, all these world order fucking organizations to shove it up your ass or we'll shove a fucking ICBM up your ass. Get the fuck away from us. Seal our borders. We have nothing. The world has nothing that we need. We have everything we fucking need here. That's why this country here is, that's socialism for you. You take the richest country on the goddamn planet and you divide it into the poorest fucking country on the goddamn planet. And then you call that a fucking the standard of living. And then the ones at the top that have built mountains of gold as big as Mount Everest, they sit back and rule as kings as you fucking create god death shots to kill your asses off down to 500 million so they can manage you. Because they're going to need new little babies to pedophile. I mean, these six, I said it the other day. They get this, I mean, the sickness where it gets to the point where you can buy any goddamn material thing you can think of, that's a sickness. But when you get bored with that, see, Because all you got to do is just say it and you can have it. That's it gets boring after a while, guys. So then that's when they want to start owning people. And they want to start doing this fucking sick fucking taboo fucking things like fucking raping little children. This thing, I guess that Maxwell, whatever her name is supposed to be sentenced this week. Where are the arrests? Why isn't William Jefferson Clinton under a fucking arrest? Why aren't the rest of these pricks that they know on those flight logs and that she is fucking no doubt has a list of? Why aren't they being arrested and charged with the pedophilia that they have committed? Absolutely. And everybody knows it. Because they will do what goddamn Pelosi did. I claim sovereign immunity. Which he's saying, I'm going into my goddamn, individual being. And I'm stepping out of the fiduciary. I'll step out of the fiduciary and you can't touch me because you got rid of the fucking courts that take care of that shit. Don't you see? That's how Clinton did it. That's how Cuomo did it. All they got to do is just say, Cuomo, actually resigned. When he resigned, he took his stuff out of the fiduciary, and they know this shit. We didn't know it. We had to find it out and figure it out. They've known it all along. They just step out of the fucking fiduciary, and then if there's no court to take them to, I guess they fucking got away with it for a little bit. That's why the second article is the only fucking answer left. And it is our duty as American nationals. If we're going to have, for our progeny, you want your progeny to be a goddamn play toy of some fucking old Chinese freak? They're telling you the goddamn Chinese are going to come in here and rule you? They're not going to rule me. I will die a fucking free man, I guarantee goddamn to you, one fucking way or the other. Anyways, guys, I've had enough ranting for the day. We will be back tomorrow, I think. For another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, man, I mean, what can you say? I mean, they're coming out, trying to tell you that your rights are a theory, that natural rights are a theory when it's in written law. That's not a theory. I mean, goddamn, she doesn't know about the Bill of Rights. She's never read the Bill of Rights. That is not theory. That is written, ratified fucking law that you can hang people with. If they fucking try to overthrow it, that is the goddamn foundation of this country. And we, the people, are autonomous. And we can form the fucking juries, we can form the courts, and we can hang. But they have already fucking declared war on us, and they're killing our people off like goddamn, like ants on an anthill with Raid. We better step up, people. Individuals, you better be out there thinking. You better be thinking of the way you're gonna fucking step up. That's the word from the trenches.